Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the world.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
And good morning and welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's, it's Thursday morning. I'm here with Minda.
Minda. You feeling okay, buddy? You feeling good?
Yeah, I feel great.
Are you sure?
I don't know why you're asking me that. I'm feeling good.
I know. I saw you're on Facebook. What was that? A throwing contest with Peter Leonard?
Yeah, well, you know, we had that. We started talking about that a while back, like who could throw it further.
Yeah. Actually, I was supposed to be a part of that, too.
Well, it was just an individual challenge because what it turned out was that Peter was my top contender.
Mm-hmm.
So we were outside waiting for Elgin to show up.
Okay.
And it just so happened my dog was playing with the tennis ball. So I figured, let's do this right now. And it was just all kind of last minute.
Yeah.
And if you missed it, go to YouTube or my Dougie Almeida page, or we're gonna
Facebook.
Be putting together.
Yeah, it's going to be on Facebook, and then it's going to go to a YouTube. And it'll be all connected,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, by next week, we'll have our Wake Up Late with Dougie show YouTube. We'd love you to subscribe to it. And we'll have this. This is a challenge series. This is going to be
a challenge series. Well, this is why I think it's messed up, because, you know, you challenged me last week, and, you know, I am a prompt challenger. You know, I think actions speak louder than words. So I think, if you recall, I hit you right up on Sunday, and I said, are we going to do this tomorrow? Because I know John Levine is in the studio on Mondays or Tuesdays,
right?
And he has all the equipment,
right?
So, you know, I went right at it, and you said something about a pinched nerve injury. And
last Tuesday,
last Tuesday when you had brought this up. No, we were on the air Thursday when we discussed this first.
All right.
I promptly followed up by Monday regarding race details.
Yeah, I got you.
And I heard about a pinched nerve,
right? So, last Thursday, when we brought this up about racing and the sprint, you think you're faster than me.
50-yard dash, yeah.
All right, and some people said do the 40 because that's like measurable. A lot of people know what they run in the 40-yard dash.
Okay,
like,
whatever the standard is.
You and I could nail out the details.
40, 50,
because there's already been some trash talk already. And by the way, don't get confident, but everybody here on the staff are voting on you. Nobody, not even Bob Levy, thinks.
Of course, because they know something.
Well, listen, nobody's seen you run, and you know
nobody has seen me run. But you know what?
Did you let her in track in high school? You're holding back on that. Are you not telling anybody?
You know what? This is the funny thing for somebody who's all like fucking zen with the martial arts and whatever. I think they teach you not to underestimate your enemies or your rivals, not your enemies. We're not enemies, but you know your competition.
Listen,
and furthermore. More. You don't know my stats.
Listen, the only reason I challenged because you came out and said I could beat you like smug.
I could. Yeah.
You came out smug like I could beat you.
Because it's a no-brainer to me.
Well, I don't see how you can be thinking that unless, of course, you've hidden the fact that you're. I know you trained in judo.
I know you trained
in judo and shit. That's all I know. But I don't know if like you're a high school track person. You haven't told us yet.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
you know,
think you wouldn't have mouthed off so quick until you knew the full story.
I mean, had I known,
I wasn't like a letterman in track.
All right. All right. That's fine then. I'm just saying because that's holding
me
back.
I'm pretty athletic in general, and I think that's something you already knew coming in here.
Well, I know. Listen, I know you're not a sloth. Let's put it that way. So I'm just saying, you know, but you know my athletic background. I've told everybody what I've done. Yeah, exactly. So
background from 20 years ago
has a lot to do with what you could do today. You know,
okay.
If you were like, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, if you were
is
a pole vaulter.
Is that what your trainer's telling you right now?
No, I don't have a trainer.
To whip yourself into shape in the next week?
Let's get something straight here, sis. There's no getting in shape. All there is two things. Number one, since you challenged me, and I was thinking, and as of last week, my pinched nerve was like to the point where I felt like almost like I was going to die.
Okay, but now this was at this point, week.
Hold on,
this was Monday.
Okay, shut up. Let me finish. So as of now, And, you know, I'm feeling a little better. I still got the tingle in my hand, but it's not like...
Okay.
And like,
well, you think you can run?
I know I can run.
Okay,
and now here's the thing. All right, so here we are.
I know a number of people who would like to attend,
all right,
by
well, and we're going to... That's what I'm saying. We can't just go do it tomorrow and no one shows up, you know,
well,
like a bad wedding.
People don't need to show up for me
no,
to
we
beat
are,
you.
No, I don't care about
Don
that.
Don Levine's going to video it.
All right, let me ask you a question. You don't think that if I had confidence, I'd want a bunch of people to see me lose? So I have confidence. I want to get everybody there because when I smoke your ass, and then you're going to be sitting there all smug like, oh, well, I'm a girl. Are you supposed to be... When you fall into that nonsense, I'm going to sit there and go, look, you brought on yourself. You wanted to make, and that's why I'm going to, that's why that's what's going to happen. You understand?
Okay.
There's no delaying the process. I'm going to race you, okay?
It seems like a delay.
There is no,
and then you go and you pick like one of the most elderliest co-hosts.
The elderliest co-host.
The one with like the back surgeries and the chronic whatever, and you challenge him to something to try to feel better about yourself.
No, that happened. Again, that just happened right there. And if you missed it, go to Wake Up Late, go to our fan page, Wake Up Late with Doug Shore on my Facebook. And it's on there. And it's very good, and it's very simple. He was short about 10 yards, and I threw it further. So he knows. Now, you'll get used to that, because when you see me smoking, when you see my big fat ass, you're going, how's that guy ahead of me?
Yeah, I have a question. What do you think the age gap is between you and Peter Leonard?
Let's see.
Estimate. I don't need an exact
I'm going to say about 10 years.
10 years? What do you think the age gap is about between you and I?
About 10 years.
Okay. Well... Expect the same outcome.
But I don't run like Peter Leonard throws. You understand?
Well,
I mean, I'm a fast guy.
You may. When's the last time you ran?
I still got thighs that are conditioned for
power. You jogging
2 miles
on the treadmill.
I'm not jogging. I don't need that. The only thing I'm concerned about with is a major breakdown. I got to make sure my ankles and my knees are pretty cool. I'm going to have knee braces. I'm going to have my little knee braces on.
That's the first indicator. I don't have to worry about a major breakdown. I mean, yes, could I pull something? It's totally possible.
Yeah.
Will I stretch beforehand to guard against that?
Right.
I will, just like I do before I play volleyball. But I'm not going to...
So when's the last time you ran? When's the last time you actually ran, like, you know, ran for...
I would say I don't run. I'm not I don't ever in my whole life, even at my peak athleticism, would ever say I'm going to go run a mile or 2 miles. Even when I ran soccer, unless I was running after the ball, I really did not care for all the running before practice.
Right.
It was not my thing, right?
All right, so my question
is, what
was
if
simple.
I broke out into a run?
When's the last time you ran? Like, I could tell you it's been a long time since I actually just ran.
Like, I'm going to tell you, full-out sprint within the last 6 months with my nephews.
Okay.
Okay, so, within the last 6 months, maybe 9 months.
So on that point, you have a little bit of advantage. I haven't really sprint in a while. I have, you know, I jogged a little bit, and I got the pace up on the treadmill maybe a couple months ago just to get a little brisk run, you know. And my problem, the only thing that was I can tell was affecting me was the pain in my knees that would limit me from doing long distance, like running 2 miles.
Well, that's
or some
why
shit.
I said 50 yards out or 40 yards.
That's what
or whatever
I'm saying. That's why it's not
going to
affect me. That's why I have confidence. When you said, "Oh, I could smoke your ass," I said,
yep.
"Okay, let's do this shit."
All right.
So we're going to do this, and we're going to do now. Here's the thing. All right. So you wanted you and I agree on it. We're the people. You know, you and I are the contenders here. You and I are the people competing. So you want to do a 40 or a 50-yard dash?
I don't care.
All right, you don't care. So my vote is I think the 40 is good. And the reason of the 40 is very simply because, again, a lot of people know, like they measure in the 40, like so-and-so
whatever,
ran the 40-yard dash in 4.2 seconds.
Okay, so what
do you have an idea how long?
I have
quick
no idea.
Yeah. I think the last time I ran a 40-yard dash was when fighting.
Yeah.
And my trainer was teaching, and we did that every couple weeks to test. And I think I ran like 4.6 seconds
or
something.
Okay, but what
like
do
that.
You run today, buddy?
I have no idea.
Exactly.
But listen, I don't think, you know, I'm not beating my own time. I got to just beat you, okay? So,
I get that.
All right, so that's all I'm worried about. So we're going to do the 40-yard dash, okay? And what we're going to do, it's very simple. Now, Bob Levy suggests that he did think we should be in wet T-shirts. That's something to discuss.
I'm not going
to
be in a wet T-shirt.
No?
No, I'm going to be in a regular shirt.
Fucking race is off, man. Race is off. That's
You
have all these conditions about shit that you want.
I'll be in cute shorts.
All right.
That's all I can offer.
No T-shirt and I tight, you
know? No.
No?
No, it's not going to be worth it anyway because, you know, in a running situation, I'm going to have to bust out the sports bra.
All right. Now, listen, you're going to, well, here's the
thing. So that's going to be more than even a bathing suit would cover.
Okay, I got you. So, all right, here's the idea. We're going to have fun with this, right? We're going to be interviewed probably by Elgin or something like that. They'll interview us before it.
Okay.
And, right? You know, and we'll get a little background. And then, of course, they'll have us at the starting line.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have a camera at the end of the finish line facing us directly. So we're going to run towards the camera.
Whatever.
Right. I'm just telling you.
I don't care. We can go run outside in front of your house right now. I'll do it in my flip-flops. I'll still beat you.
You still think you can beat me in flip-flops?
No, I don't.
All right. Then.
I don't think anyone can win.
You're just mouthing off now.
Well, because I'm ready to do this, and you're ready to talk about it and make a production.
Well, we're going
to
have fun
What I'm saying
with it.
Is get a camera, have someone put it on Periscope on their phone. and call it a day. Like, I don't need an audience to beat you.
All right. Well, you said there's people that want to come, and I think that'd be fun to have people watch you lose. But here's the thing. So you know, that's what we're going to do. So we can either do. Now, would you prefer running on grass or on asphalt?
Asphalt. I mean, unless you want to go all out track, which, I mean, I don't know if one of those is available for us just to walk on.
Yeah.
You know, like, how those have a nice little give, a little bounce to them on a lot of tracks. But, I mean, asphalt is fine with me. I think grass would be doing us a disservice.
Yeah, because then we'd have to worry about our footwear more.
Yeah,
somebody could slip
like
and go,
slippery,
oh, I slipped a little bit.
Yeah, and, you know, you don't know if there's a divot, you know, like asphalt or, in best case scenario, an actual track. But I don't need a track. I was ready to do it in front of your house last week.
All right. Well, there's not really, like, I think, what do you think, 40? Anyway, I don't want
to. We would have to go long ways. We wouldn't be able to go through the cul-de-sac. We'd have to go on the cross street.
So we'd have to measure the 40 yards.
Of course.
Or at least at somewhere similar distance.
Yeah, well.
And then somebody would stand. Somebody would start at the beginning and end.
Yeah.
And we'd have somebody, somebody film us in the beginning, and then they'd go walk to the end. And then we'd race to the camera. It's going to be that simple.
Whatever. Right? I don't need a whole breakdown.
So I will either do it as early as Monday this week.
Okay.
All right, coming up. And, or any day. Let's see, where am I going to be in town? I'm going to be in town. So anytime next week.
We can do it Monday.
All right?
Yeah.
So
I'll lock it in for Monday.
All right. So we got to have people like Elgin has to be here. Somebody has to be here because we're going
to
do this
whole
thing.
We'll have to see what everyone's schedules is. I mean, I don't know.
Listen, before you go crazy about trying to delay something, I'm back out of this. The only thing at this point that will determine the time will be how the logistics of everybody getting together and doing this.
Yeah, or if you just anchor it off the show. We can do it after the show one of the days next week. So, we don't air on Monday, so maybe it happens after the Tuesday show next week. And then, I might not be able to be here for the whole show, but I'll get here by the end of the show.
Right.
And, we'll have already maybe Elgin can sit in. Even though day, and John Levine will be here, and Talia if she's in town or whatever, and we'll have people.
All right.
It happens at like six, if it happens, I don't know if you want to pre-tape it or you want to do it. I'll do it in the midst of the show. If it happens just following the show when we're done taping, then we could probably even get a couple spectators.
Listen, here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna give you the location since we'll be here. We're gonna be at the park. On the corner of Coral Springs Drive and Westview in Coral Springs, Florida.
Is there like a track there or is it
just
asphalt?
There's a parking lot. There's a parking lot.
Okay.
Right? There's a parking lot out there. And if you want to come and watch the challenge, it'll probably be somewhere around, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock at night on Monday next week.
Yeah.
And we're going to be at that little park there on Westview and Coral Springs Drive. It is the, the northeast corner. We'll be in that parking lot. So come on out and watch it.
Yeah,
bring your cameras.
Just put it on Facebook. And why don't you just tell people where it's going to be at on Facebook and ask them straight up, if you're making a bet, who would you bet on?
Yeah.
And let's see, even going into it, forget just what the co-hosts say, because I think Minda's a no-brainer for them. But let's see what Facebook has to say.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Fine. Let's give you some support.
Everybody can speak up. Say what you need to say, man.
Yeah, well, I just want you to get some people on your side.
I don't care. It does not matter. I do not need the pat on the back by anybody that's worried about if I can run or not.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd pat myself on the back right now, but I'm basically going on the fact that I'm the athlete that I was. It's not that far dormant. It's not
deep
that,
down inside?
No.
Have you put yourself on a diet since Thursday?
No.
That's what I want to know.
I've been on a diet since before that. I'm eating much smaller, mainly because of the pinched nerve. I can't work out, so I was trying to eat small anyway. To be honest with you.
So now we're healed.
I'm still, but it's not. Like the first day, like last week, I got on the treadmill with this thing. Even just walking at a high pace up, my arm was going nuts because of the uncomfort in it. And here's something, if you're so smart about running, if you're going to throw a ball, there's much less, when you throw the ball, it's a lot different than putting the body through a 40-yard sprint. So before you say, it's a pinched nerve, listen, and I'm trying.
Whatever.
I don't want to sit there and I want to make sure I can look at you, I'm fine, I'm ready to race. That way, when I do beat, I don't want to hear any excuses. I'm not going to,
keep racing over and over again.
No,
I mean,
like,
what
well,
am I?
That's
like
what Peter
a child?
Leonard, Peter Leonard wanted to have another contest. Like, you lost. That's it, dude.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm just ready to do it. I was ready to do it on Thursday. I'm ready to do it I was ready to do it Monday, Tuesday.
Right.
I'm ready to do it today.
I'm ready to do it now. I'm ready to do it now. But at this point, because you're talking so much shit and everybody thinks you're going to beat me, let's bring everybody out there and witness this race. 40-yard dash between Minda and Dougie Almeida.
Do you know how much sprinting Dougie Almeida is going to be doing this weekend? He's going to be sprinting all over the neighborhood.
All I'm going
to
be doing.
I hope not, because I don't want you to re-aggravate that nerve before the big race.
The nerve is not going to be reacted by the
little things. I want you to mess up like a little tendon in your knee or something and not be able to show up. I mean, you're going to wear your brace already.
I've got the knee braces to keep anything from twisting. But listen, I will run. Even if my knee goes in the middle of that race, I will still smoke you because I will tolerate the pain until I run and I pass that finish line looking back at you going, oh, what was I thinking? Oh, I can't believe I thought I could beat him. I can't believe he moved so fast.
Yeah. No, I mean, hey.
Now, you're only going on the idea. You just think you could beat me because I'm fat. You just think, okay, this guy's so heavy,
no,
I can't beat him.
No, there's a number of factors that would make me believe that I could beat you. Size is just one of many. I mean, for the most part, we have about the same leg length. That means our strides are going to be normal. So now I have a smaller size propelling forward at the same rate of distance. Okay. The other thing I'm counting on is my ability to jump you so far off the line due to my stealthy agility.
Can I stop you for a second? I just want to crush your confidence. But here's the thing. As somebody who's a former kickboxer and still trains and still hits the bag here and there. And somebody as a former goalkeeper who used to have the sprint from the line at the moment's notice. The
goalkeeper hardly even runs on the soccer team.
But when he did run, it was all sprints. The goalie doesn't jog around.
The
goalie sprints and he's got to be quick, fast, right off the boom, like right off the gut. You know
I was
saying?
On the track team at Perry Middle and Miramar.
You said you
east
didn't
side
play
of
fucking track.
I didn't. I know. I never said whether I did or not.
Yeah. Well, you got to disclose that. You got to say, look, here's my background. That's why I think
that's
I can
middle
be-
school. And what I'm saying is I was on a ghetto track team. So in middle school, so that has to be something.
All right. So hopefully you remember how to get into a starter position. So if you race, you're going to get into a 3-point stand. You have your feet down. You're going to stand.
I believe so. I'm not 100% on which technique. My instinct is that I'm going to launch from the ground.
You're going to start a three point.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I think I'm going to do that too, just to get low and get those first few 5, 6, 7. Now, again, you know, I mean, like, how much weight do you think you can squat? Like,
I haven't done that in a really long time. Right. I used to, this is the thing. I don't want to go what I'm used to. I could definitely.
So you could say whatever you want about.
Well, leg press or squat?
Because
that's
one.
Two
I don't
different
give a
things.
Shit.
No. I can leg press a lot more than I could squat.
Yeah, because it takes more balance in squatting, like
running.
Yeah,
so, exactly.
It's much like running. So, all right, so leg press. Like, if we're on that leg press machine and I put 5 45 plates on each side, would you be able to?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I could definitely leg press 200 pounds.
5 45 plates on each side.
Oh, five on each side?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like about 450, 485 pounds.
God, I don't know anymore. I would.
I doubt it. I'll have a challenge right now. I'll give you another challenge right now.
Like, I would say, I would imagine right now, I used to.
You used to be able to do two plates, like a 25 on each side out of a press machine.
No. What I'm saying is I used to be able to do stuff like 400 or 500 pounds, but not anymore. I would imagine
now.
I used to
bang girls in South Beach on the weekend. I can't do that anymore. We're not talking about that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm telling you. So right. I'm saying now
but
I would believe it's like 350.
Yeah, you could press 350. So that would be like 245
whatever,
plates and a 25 on each side. Okay. You're saying your legs and my legs are about the same length, but you don't realize that, you know, I could press about more than twice the weight you can. So the strength.
Because you're holding four times the weight of me.
Now
so
listen,
I don't
unless,
know.
Unless you weigh, let's see, unless you weigh 50 pounds, I doubt it.
You're saying you're 200 pounds?
No, I'm 240.
Okay.
So, I think you're off on that a little bit. So, we're about half, you know what I mean? What do you weigh, about 160?
Oh, no, I'm less than that. 160.
What are you, 120?
God, I'm like 145.
All right, 145. So I weigh about 100 pounds more than you, which is at that rate, it's probably about, I weigh about 65, 75% more weight than you.
Yeah.
But I can press, my strength can lift three times what you lift.
Yeah, but we're not lifting in a static position. We're flying
through the
air.
What do you think?
Are you calculating the resistance off the difference in area
of each person? My belly cuts. My belly's like the
Mr.
front of a
Mathematician,
ship.
Yeah. You're trying to do all these formulas. Are you keeping that? The fucking wind is going to prevent
this
or that?
I'm just telling you
it's
a matter of physics. The weight and the strength of my legs, you know, the flexology of my ankles and all that stuff
We'll put it out there for Facebook. Right. Let them weigh in on what they think. I don't want to talk about it.
All you
wankers
out there, vote for Minda. You know, she's thin.
I don't need your pity.
You know, she's got a little longer legs than I do. And you know,
much slimmer torso.
Yeah, much slimmer torso. That's going to help.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we'll see. So 40-yard dash next Monday. What's the date on Monday next week? What's that? The like the 18th, 19th, something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
If you're in the Coral Springs area, come out to the park on Coral Springs or Coral Springs Drive. And what's that? Winston, what's it called? Westview?
I don't know. I don't live here. Yeah.
Yeah, come out there. We're going to be in the parking lot. We're going to film it. And I'm going to smoke this young girl. And that's the way it goes. So I hope you can live with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, I can definitely live with it. I mean, I'm not going to care either way. At the end of the day, it's not like I'm going to walk away if I lose,
right,
thinking I'm lesser of a person. I still believe that I'm amazing and awesome. But I don't believe that's going to be the case. I really, like, I walked away from last week's conversation and I went to a couple people and I said, you know, it's so crazy without even thinking about it. I just thought it was a no-brainer that I would beat him. You've seen my athletic abilities. Is it crazy for me to think it's a no-brainer? And across the board, everyone's like, nah, no-brainer.
No, these are all, these people that know me.
They know you and they know me, but they've seen more of my athletic ability than
you have. They have no idea about, they haven't seen me do anything athletic.
Well, none of us have seen you do anything athletic, Dougie. All we see is plaques and belts and we hear a bunch of stories, yeah, but I've never actually seen anything outside of that
against the Yeah, no, and nowhere in your, and
older
by the way,
gentleman today.
Somebody did say, like, you know, it's funny how you outthrew the guy by over 10 yards and he took like a step and run. He took like a hop, step and run.
Of course, he's like half your size and he's like double your age.
Listen, some of the greatest highlight players in the world that can throw a pelota.
Well, Peter Leonard is no highlight player.
Yeah, he wasn't using a Cessna.
Yeah, whatever.
So, but listen, and somebody said, he goes, you just reach back, you reach back and you threw the ball. You can tell.
Oh my God, how can you compare yourself to him and then try to walk away feeling good about that?
You're throwing a ball. We're not lifting weight. Throwing a ball.
You know
is
what?
Not like,
when
you
another
know,
comedian heard there was going to be a race against you, they thought it was going to be you versus Fat Chops.
Oh well,
and then when they found out it was me, they're like, "That's just retarded. Why would he race you?"
Because
I said, "I don't know."
What do you mean?
Is that,
I don't know. You said you could smoke me. You said,
"Oh
you,
yeah."
You,
well,
you
I don't. I don't. I did not catch the entire show, so
right,
I did not get to the part of who actually threw it out there. I believe you if you say it was me, because I don't even remember why we were talking about racing. Did somebody run away from the cops?
Are you like chickening out?
Oh, no. The Segway.
Yeah.
That's why we were talking about racing, right? Wasn't
right,
it about trying to outrun the cop
outrun
on the Segway?
The hoverboard, yeah.
Yeah, and it was hoverboard, whatever. And we talked about how fast we could run.
Right.
And
the average person, 12 to 18, 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, and so you're saying I'm the one who said I could beat you. In the playback, did you actually hear that, or are you just assuming?
Yeah, you said I can run faster than you. I said, no, you can't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that makes
all
sense.
Right, so,
I mean, I still stand by it.
Yeah, you believe it. That's
I
good,
definitely
you know,
believe it.
And Bob is even more critical. He doesn't even know if I can get to the 40 yards. Which,
wow. I think you can.
I can assure you I can do the 40 yards.
I mean, you'll be somewhat of a worthy opponent.
I have no problem.
Until, like, you know, you pull the hamstring 25
no,
yards in.
No, that ain't going to happen because, you know, that. And the only thing I got to know is, you know, I'll know that by the, you know, I'll get my, like you said, a good stretch, good warm. But even you can stretch for an hour and a half if you haven't sprinted in a while. You met that thing.
Yeah, I certainly don't sprint on any type of regular basis or at
right,
all. I mean, you
so
know.
So that's why I was wondering, the three-point stance, you're going to start from a ground, you're
going
to, like, just launch into, you know.
Against my nephews, like, they're, like, you know, 6 and 13 or
right,
7 and 13.
You
that's,
smoke them? You beat
pure,
them easily?
Oh, of course. That's for pure vanity
right,
of their auntie crushing them right,
right
now while I still can. You
they're
know,
6
that's,
and 13?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But the 13-year-old just turned 13. Super tall for his age, but I can
so
still.
So he's awkward. He doesn't have the coordination.
No, he's a good athlete for his age.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Listen,
I mean,
I coach soccer's
like,
kids. Sometimes those kids are, they
teams,
get real tall all of a sudden. It's like. It's
look,
like going
but some
out, you
little
know,
13-year-old boy still can't beat me. Are you serious?
Well, of course not. He's not even.
That's
you know,
what I'm saying. Like maybe if he was 16 or 17,
yeah,
then he's going to win.
Athletic. He's got
that's why
athletic,
I'm trying to stick it to him as long as I can.
All right.
You know.
So my question is: if I think I'm going to have to beat you, do I think I could beat a 15 or 13-year-old boy in running right now? Or at least a 15 or 16. If I could beat a 15, 16-year-old boy in running,
yeah,
not like an athlete, not some kid who's playing football, he's running back for the fucking team.
Yeah, not like a 6'4 guy.
Yeah,
not,
you know, like a freak of nature. Yeah,
no.
But basically, all right, well, listen, again, place your bets. Minda and Dougie are going to race 40 yards.
Yeah, Dougie,
week,
you know, and Dougie will post something, you know, because he's really.
I will. I'll have listen, I'm,
he
I
really
have confidence,
wants to know.
Listen, and with everything said, like I said, I haven't ran, I haven't sprinted in a long time. but I have, you know, I know my capabilities. I'm I'll be a little honest. The last time I actually ran, like I told you, when, you know, I realized that, oof, you know, it wasn't as smooth as it was in the past. I realized there was some, you know, from not reaching that speed again, that top speed.
Yeah.
But I think that's, you know, I don't think that's going to, I'm not going to worry about it other than 40 yards.
Yeah, no, it's a 40-yard thing. I mean, if you want to go a little farther, we can go whatever the next thing is. Is it 80 yards? Does it go 40, 80? No, is that whatever, 40, 75?
I think, for measurement, it's either, simple measurement, it's 40, 50, or 100. You're going to do one of those
40,
two
50, or 100.
Right.
All right, well.
And if now let me ask you a question. You wouldn't start in a three-point stance in a 100-yard dash, would you?
Maybe, yeah, because I would blow. I mean, that 100-yard dash, I'm going to sprint that whole thing out.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course.
The whole thing out, the whole 100 yards is going to be a top speed.
I think I would start tapering off at the very end, like maybe around the 75-80 yard mark would be where you'd see the decline.
Yeah, the first
50
yards go like that. I'm not gonna worry about that.
So I know that's why you're trying to diminish the amount of yardage, but
I'll know. Listen, that three runs 40 yards, I'll embarrass you. Once I beat you, then I'm gonna know how bad I could beat you on a 100-yard dash, even if I had to like even slow it down a little bit and like pose as I walked across the finish line as you were catching up.
All right, maybe so. I hope this whole thing is really highly produced, where there's like a pregame and a postgame, and we don't even have to interview us right there. They can just take clips of the show, because you seem to have a lot to say about your believed capabilities.
Well,
so we'll see how it goes.
I
mean,
best
of luck to you, because I mean, out of the two of us, again, like you said, if I lose, it's just a girl losing to a grown man.
Right.
If you lose...
I know. Well, see, that's why I have a lot of confidence. You know?
This is going to crush your spirit. You are going to go into a workout fanaticism.
It's a win-win situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I would just look at it like that. Let it be the motivation.
Listen, I have no problem
that
dealing
propels
with
you to healthiness.
Listen, I have no problem with that. That's part of being someone of strong character. You accept when things are not as well as you think. And, if, if I was to lose to you, which is not going to fucking happen, if I was to lose to you, then, you know, I would say, okay, she's faster than me. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
You know, now if I watched the video and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I look like that when I run, then I'll be upset with myself, of course.
Oh, well, that's what's going to happen.
Nah, I don't think so.
Okay.
I really don't. I think we're
well, I hope you're catching that full speed on the treadmill at the gym. I mean, don't be afraid for people to look at you weird and wonder why you're doing a full-out sprint.
When I'm in a full-out sprint, it's loud. Like, boom, boom, boom. It's like Godzilla's coming.
You know, I mean, be weird. This is all you have is these last few days. I mean...
Yeah, no problem with me.
I'm definitely not going to practice at all or do any kind of training outside of my regular... Like, I'll play volleyball on Thursdays and I'll maybe do a little yoga this weekend, but I'm not going to do anything special for this event.
Good for you. You should.
But I think you're really going to be going hardcore all weekend.
Yeah,
I applaud that.
I got
that.
Too much other shit to do. I got a lot of other responsibilities. Listen, all I'm going to be doing is like I said, a little bit of stretching, a little bit of that kind of stuff, so I don't kill myself.
Yeah,
but
you're
going to
brace your whole body up. I would get ankle braces and knee
braces. I'm
going to
come out in an Iron Man suit.
Yeah. Like something on both your elbows, like a headband.
No, I'm not going to go
one
stupid.
One of those nose clips for the extra oxygen.
You think?
I would do something. Anything you can do to help, barometric pressure, chambers.
No. I'm going to be in some shorts
baths.
Myself, so the ladies are watching are going to see my nice thighs, award-winning legs, which had won many leg contests
wear my yoga shorts. That's what I'm going to say.
You got to wear something for to make it entertaining. You said you're going to wear short shorts.
Well, the yoga shorts, they're little shorts yoga in. They're not loose shorts. They're like
they're
same tight. Way yoga pants would be, except
all
they're
right.
shorts.
Good. And fantastic. And I will be that in my a t-shirt and my Nike training sneakers, which I normally wear. It's only the sneakers I have besides my gazelles, suede gazelles. And that's it. And that's it. We're going to run 40 yards and you're going to go, wow.
So, and we'll just bring like a measuring tape or something to measure out the 40 yards.
Right.
You got like a retractable, I know I do at my
house. I mean,
house.
We could walk it out. I mean, if you're, in other words,
it could be approximate.
That's
I don't
like
need
the, exactly.
It, you know, cause
and maybe we'll add a couple yards to it.
That's 120 feet, right?
Right. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. We go to the parking lot.
We could do 50 yards. That seems so like 120 feet. That's nothing.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying? Like how
you know it's going to come down to? We go to the parking lot. Whatever has the
buddy, you're not
going to.
The difference between the 10 yards isn't the difference between you winning or losing. It's just the difference between there being an entertaining race and like a really kind of short, wanting more race.
Whatever. Yeah. Like I asked you what you want to do, 40 or 50, and like I said, at this point, when we go out to the site where we're going to have the race, we'll determine. You know, hey, you know
maybe
what? It's going to be from here to here.
Off,
it'll be
like
from here to here. Exactly.
Or something.
Or like the
we
end of the parking lot where there's a line.
Yeah, something.
You know, we can have somebody stand next to the
line.
Well,
we're going to definitely need somebody, I would say, very diligent, because my fear is some kind of like Seinfeld episode where you're going to try to say I jumped the line or something too quickly. So somebody
we will have somebody
sure
at the start that makes sure it's legit
to make sure.
Because I can
that
see you getting nervous and jumping a little bit, getting nervous. Like,
oh yeah,
my god,
is that
like,
what you could see me doing?
Yeah, when you see me warming up, you're like, oh my god, he actually looks like he can move better than I thought.
Okay,
and then you're gonna be like, wow, I'm gonna try to. I
well,
to really
god, get I hope you can move better than I thought because then it will at least make it competitive.
Yeah, well, okay, I trust.
I'm banking on that.
All right. All right.
Somebody said, like, do you think maybe he's like a stealthy big guy? I said, maybe. I hope so. That'll at least make this worth the race.
I'm not saying, like I said, on my soccer teams I played on, I wasn't fast, but I was a guy who, you know, I'm very quick off the line. So if it's a 40, 50 yard dash, I think I can get out ahead of you in the first 5-10 yards.
All right, man. Whatever.
And then all I got to do is, as long as I increase my speed from there, you can't win. That's it. That's a simple game plan. I will beat you off the line, and then I will maintain an increasing speed for the entire 50
it's
yards.
Funny, this was my game plan on Thursday, but you can take it too. I guess that's the way everyone
you can have
wins
the same
a race.
Game plan. You can have the same game plan.
We'll
actually,
see
part
how
of my
it goes,
part of my
man.
Early
we'll
game
see.
Plan was kind of start out a little slow, like get it going, so then you know.
I think you should try that.
You know, and then pump out once my you
pump
know,
it out then.
Once I got a little pace going.
Well, we could do 50 yards and
yeah,
that's what
whatever.
You can
like
do.
I said, from that point to that point, that's
I'm
what we're gonna do.
Yeah, I'm not really that stuck on right. a particular we could do 60. I just don't wanna like I mean, if I gotta run a whole football field 100 yards, I could. I wouldn't want to. Like, that doesn't sound fun. Like, as far as,
like,
like
after
the
you win, no one's going to celebrate. No one's yeah. going to celebrate after that win.
Like, it's just, yeah, I'm like, just going to collapse when it's over. Yeah, exactly. So that's why I really didn't try to go that far. But I right. definitely could go anywhere to 70, 80 yards for sure. So we'll just set it up however it comes together naturally.
Right. It's going
to
be a race either way.
Yeah, I just don't want it to look, like, all, like, short. Like, it needs to have, like, some kind of production value to it where
right.
you know it's longer than like 10 seconds
right
or no I guess it wouldn't be no, longer yeah, than, but you know at least
if
like
you're,
eight
listen
or,
if you're running a 15 yeah,
at least
in 10 seconds,
8 or 9 seconds that's what I'm saying you know as far as the whole thing goes from start to finish
right
we'll see how it goes
right well we'll I do mean, it Monday either way
just keep
so
stretching.
If you guys if by the way if you are paying attention there Elgin yourself you may want to come out on we'll do it Monday night.
And yeah, that sounds fine. I should be able, because even if I got to do my thing on Monday, I can come afterwards. I can leave at 6 and come over come over this way and do it.
Now, normally before an athletic activity, you okay with having sex?
Of course.
All right. So I should tell Dan to put a big, you know, big hand.
I'm using it as part of my training.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've increased the repetitions.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm going to, you know, try to get my stamina up, it might as well be doing something that
Dan's
I enjoy.
Dan's probably enjoying it because you're probably squatting on him the whole time. He's like, okay, you lay down. I'll do all the work.
Oh, he thinks this contest is the best idea he's heard in a while. Yeah.
He
definitely, he really wants to attend.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he better thank me.
Well.
I'm getting him all this extra action.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. It's not like it's that much extra.
Yeah, well.
I mean, he gets a lot to begin with, so, because I'm awesome, obviously.
Okay, Captain.
Yeah, so we'll see if I'm awesome enough that, you know, good in the bedroom, good on the street. We'll see how it goes.
Everybody has to have their credentials.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, speaking of credentials, again, I mentioned yes, I'm in a good mood in conversations with a particular room, which would be great. Doing a weekend shows. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, and see how that goes. We're looking good in the casino.
All right.
They're all on track for that.
Oh, my gosh.
So things are going good. I'm
breaking away from the man.
I'm booking
That's what
stuff.
You're doing.
Here's an exciting thing. Now, listen, I was at Sheba Mason's show on Tuesday at the Empire Stage.
Yeah, I've never been to that stage
before. It's very
fun. I really don't know her at all.
Yeah, Esther Koo was there, and Elgin David, Perry Sack, Julie Baez.
Mm.
Who else is there? I think that's to the comics. And, somehow it came up to the conversation, because Sheba and that, they do plays in that theater, and Sheba has a play where it's about her dad, Jackie Mason. Hey, I can't believe you're doing a play about me.
Mm-hmm.
And, that time, that entertainment in that era.
Sure.
And they have a play, like a musical comedy.
Okay.
And they're looking for somebody within that. And so she asked me, she goes, can you sing? Like, you know, and I said, yeah, I'm a pretty good singer. She goes, oh, you can't sing. I'm like, yeah, I can. I'm a good singer. You know? She's like, oh, okay. And now somebody want to challenge me to fucking sing? So so I'm like, all right. So, and they didn't believe me. So then her mom, who runs the theater, and I guess puts on the whole thing, this particular play.
Mm-hmm.
I sang for her after everybody left the other night.
Okay.
At the theater. And
very nice.
Yeah, it's just, so I'm actually going to be probably playing the role in this play, which will be on July 18th or something like that. I got to look at the date again, 27th, something like that, in Jupiter. So I'm excited. I'm going to be getting back on stage in the theater. Going to be doing
is
some theater.
Is that where the Empire Stage is, or is Empire Stage in Miami, and this is another theater in Jupiter?
Empire Stage is in Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale, okay.
Right, but this is another, I'm hoping it's a bigger, you know, it's going to be a bigger venue.
Very nice,
it's
in Jupiter.
It's almost like an off-broad, yeah.
All right.
So stay tuned for that. And, you know, and my wife's excited because to me, I was excited. Okay, A, it's a musical comedy, so there's a little dancing.
Mm-hmm.
There's singing.
Okay.
And I've done plays. I've done Shakespeare plays. I was Eddie Fiseli in The Golden Boy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But there was not dancing. It wasn't a musical.
Yeah. So well, it's kinda, Dan, I hope you really don't hurt yourself at this race.
Listen, I'll be fine. Trust me. You know what I'm
that's
saying?
That's not in the back of your head the whole time.
Listen,
I don't want to go all out and blow an ACL
again,
or something.
The reason there's ribbons and all that shit on the wall and those plaques is because somebody
that's
knows how
in shape you were 20 years ago.
No, because that's how dedicated somebody is, and that's how somebody knows to put shit together and get it done.
Okay.
All right. So if I know I'm racing on Monday, I already know what I got to do. It's in my head. I know what I got to do. I know what I'm.
How are you going to lose 50 pounds by
Monday?
I
don't need to lose 50 fucking pounds. All I need to do is just like I said, the conditioning, my knees, ankles, make sure they're okay, and
all
I'm
right.
good. You will get smoked.
You're going to go for like one of those happy ending massages.
That could help. You know what I mean? I don't mind throwing that in the
get the toxins out.
Yeah, I got to get out
the
poison. Big
race.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll throw that in the part of the conditioning.
A little revitalization.
Right. Hey, who doesn't need a little happy ending before a race?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Hey, give me a good rub down on my legs. And that one, too.
Well, I'm glad we can get this in because, wait.
Oh, look, here come the excuses. Wait a minute. I can't. See, I told her.
No, I might be in a show. Because I was going to say, I'm glad we're able to get this in because I got a show Thursday.
So you're getting on my shit.
Sunday, Monday.
You're getting on my shit about not coming
Hold on,
up with
let
a time
me just, whatever.
Or a date.
If I'm going to miss the fucking show, maybe I will. Let me just see what it is.
It's
going to
be terrible when you lose and then you miss the show as well. You're going to be like, what was I thinking?
I wonder what show it is. All right, I'll find out what it is eventually.
All right, here come. Here, ready. Oh, I can't make it.
No, it's a show. What do you want me to say?
All right.
Oh, man. All right, are we going to take a break soon? Because then I'll find out the show date. And then if we got to, maybe we'll have to reschedule for Tuesday.
Yeah, whatever. I'll be around Tuesday. I'm fine.
Yeah,
with that.
I mean that would be if I have that show on Monday.
Yeah,
then
whatever.
I would
that's good. You come next night. That's fine. Yeah, absolutely.
Whatever,
no big deal,
dude.
Whatever.
I was ready to do it on this past
right.
Tuesday,
yeah, sure.
I don't really think that matters.
Probably not going to get your truckload of spinach in. You know,
spinach.
You got to get another yoga class in a stretch.
Oh my God, I ate Popeyes today.
Really?
Yeah, and I got Italian food. I'm going to eat tomorrow. No, nothing's changing.
All right.
Regular regimen.
We'll keep you guys posted, by the way, on the race. How's that?
All right.
So, all right. We're gonna before we take a break, you know, by the way, stick around. We have a segment with Bob Levy today. You know what I'm saying?
I miss him so much. Will you tell Bob I miss him?
He misses you, and he might be coming down in August. He may be one of our first acts down there in our new room.
I have new material.
Yeah?
That's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I'm ready to go. I've been re-upping on the material.
And I've let everybody know that on October 1st, I'm headlining at Jackie Knight's Comedy Club in St. Augustine.
Oh, I'm trying to... I got to call her.
Pick,
I'm going up there for my birthday
on May
8th.
And I can pick
8th.
My own feature.
ooh. I don't know if I want a feature. You wouldn't put me in for that right now.
Well,
I don't know if you would. You know. I'm probably, you know, if it's a 20-minute feature, I got that. If it's anything more.
I could bring two lady comics to share. We have to share a hotel.
Ooh,
unless you get your own.
I would be open to getting my own. I'd bring Dan with me.
All right.
What day? When was this?
It's a Saturday, October 1st.
October.
So
St.
Augustine. But I'm just letting comics know I'm looking to pick my opening
act.
Oh,
so everyone sucks up to you until August?
No one has to suck up. As a matter of fact, that may keep you. I don't get. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll officially let everybody know if you beating me in this race will not have any effect on whether you come with me on.
I think if I beat you in this race, then you should definitely take me with you to St. Augustine.
No,
October.
I can't do that.
It
has nothing to do with my thing in a race. It just has to do with my commitment to the venue itself.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go up there the first week of May, and I'm going to beg her to put me on a Friday show with Dan because I'm going to be up there for my birthday, so she'll get to peruse the menu,
right,
if you will.
Exactly.
I'm gonna use you as a contact to vouch for me that I don't suck.
Right.
Okay, good. All right, now that we got that cleared up, what did you want to do before we went to this break?
I was just saying that there's some things coming up, and we had a couple top stories, and again, don't forget Bob's gonna be here, so
I miss him so much.
All right,
Bob, if you're listening,
God,
don't forget about me. It feels like we're so far apart now.
You guys need a room.
Maybe.
You know, he's in love with you. He wants to make love to your brain. You know, he says, I just want to fuck her brain.
Yeah, that's so cute. Yeah. I like that. I like boys who like that I'm smart.
Yeah.
It's better it's than, you know, douchey people who are, you know, just thinking about how I can't run because my breasts will be bouncing all over the place.
Who would think that?
Yeah, I think that was you who said something like that.
I was kidding, of course.
Yeah.
I don't think that would hold back.
I think
back.
You forgot about sports bras.
Yeah, that's the thing. I know you're not going to let all the guys be happy by watching you run without a shirt on.
No, that would be crazy.
Somebody posted on Facebook, like, some chick playing tennis. Like, she's got, like, a tank top on and these huge fucking tits.
Wow.
And, you know, a little pair of red shorts. And
impressive.
They hit the ball at her and she goes to swing at it and her tits fly out of it. And I'm like, boy. And they shared this with me on my page. I'm like, is this the kind of shit you think I really want to sit here and watch?
Probably.
I mean, well, I don't want to watch. If I'm going to watch something like that, I'm going to put on RedTube or whatever and watch something and do what I need to do. I don't have time for that nonsense. I'm a busy guy. This is the thing. I told my wife, God bless her. You know, she's happy. Everything's going great because, A, things are going really well.
Uh-huh.
You know, business-wise, my work, you know, the financial side, this division of labor thing came out. It was no big deal. It didn't do what we thought it was going to do.
Okay.
Watered down, so our life continues as what we do for a living.
Wonderful.
Things are fantastic. Mm-hmm. And things are going great on that end of the world. Comedy, the new rigs, the gigs. I'm going to start doing some plays again. Everything's great. And you know what? My wife understands finally after all the, you know, she's confident, doesn't worry, that after all these years, much like you think you could smoke me because I'm such a big fat piece of shit, that, you know, that.
I didn't say big fat piece of shit.
No, listen, you insinuated, but never the mind.
No, I don't really think I did insinuate
all
that.
Yeah, you could have. You may have thought it. And, okay. But you know, I let her know, like, listen, the last thing on earth that I want to do anymore is chase women.
Okay.
All right. And I'm definitely not be chasing you. You're going to be chasing me. So, and that's all. Okay. It's going to continue theme. And I'll, you know, I don't have time for that. You know how you, have you ever done something you always did? Like, can you imagine, like me as a financial planner, I've been doing it for 28 years. I mean, that's why I'm like, okay, I'm doing it because it's what I do really well. There's probably nothing else I do better in my life. And that's how I'm making money.
Sure.
I'm not going to walk away from it, but it's not like I'm excited to do it. You know what I mean?
Who would be?
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's why I have everything else going on in my life. Mm-hmm. Right, so I'm saying, like, it's like that. Why would I still chase women? You know, that's done. I got low T. I'm a low T guy. If I got low T, I don't need to be chasing women. I'm not interested in women.
All right. Well, two things. One, can you tag Dan in that video because he would love to see something like that. I'm sure.
Oh, the titty.
Yeah,
the tennis
I'm
titties.
Positive of that. And two, I just hope that when I crush you in this race, that it doesn't affect all these wonderful other things in your life. I would say stay positive.
Yeah,
and don't let it be a reflection of you being a loser in other areas of your life, because you're not. You know, clearly you're winning.
Again, I'm not the Flash, okay? I'm not considering myself I'm the fastest guy. I don't care about
that.
Well,
I wouldn't have challenged the fastest guy.
Obviously. That's what I'm saying. You think I'm an easy person to beat. You're like, you're trying to take advantage.
I mean,
it's like you're taking advantage of a little kid.
Not like Ralphie May easy or like my six-year-old nephew easy.
Yeah, no,
but like, you know.
I'll say that. You know I'm an athlete. You know what my background is. So you have to put a little bit of that in consideration.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but even with that, I still feel, our backgrounds very much match up. So that's a wash for me.
So you're going with the youth,
the younger, the size, even though I'm taller than you
and bigger than you, stronger than you.
If your torso is longer than mine, but when we stand hip to hip, my legs are as long or slightly longer than yours.
But the extra strength in my step has me take longer strides than you, even though my legs are shorter.
All right, dude,
same,
whatever.
Because when I push
off. Are you
off
calculating
these,
the fact that you're
physics,
carrying extra weight on your torso?
I am. Because
I mean, your
I
head
did
is
the
like three times the size of my
okay,
head.
Okay, Zika,
all
baby.
By itself.
Okay, Zika, baby. Listen, just it's over. It's not going to, it doesn't matter. Monday, Tuesday, whatever it is, we're going to do this race, and it's going to be it.
Okay.
Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. It's Thursday morning, and I'm here with Minda.
He's going to get so beat.
Okay. And, of course, stick around. End of the day, we'll have, you know what I'm saying, with the Red Bob Levy. But we'll be back with Straight from the Headlines and more right after this.
This is the Reverend Bob Levy, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. If you're not, you're probably sleeping, you lazy fucks.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
That's right. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about stuff that's happened and make fun of it.
Of course we do. What else would we do?
Or at least talk about it.
Empathize?
Yeah.
Who's going to empathize?
You know, who's got time for that?
Yeah.
I think one of the main stories is, the thing that hit me is, you know, Straight from the Nose, we're going to do, we have like top stories. These are like stories that really like, hit you in the face.
Yep.
Like, they may not be funny, but, you know, you look at them, you're like, oh, wait a minute, you know.
Something's funny.
Right. It's more concerning.
A little irony.
Exactly. But you remember the effluenza teen?
Yeah.
You know, the kid that...
He fled to Mexico with his mom's help.
Exactly.
Because he was too affluent to go to jail.
Right. The defense was that he killed somebody while he was drunk driving, but he didn't know better because his parents were so rich. They never, you know, he didn't know right from wrong.
Wrong.
He doesn't know what wrong is.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Wow, what a hard life.
Fluenza teen Ethan Couch ordered to serve nearly 2 years in jail.
That's it? 2 years
That's
for
it?
Killing somebody?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ethan Couch, a Texas teenager whose affluenza defense and a fatal drunk driving crash prompted national outrage, will remain in jail for nearly 2 years. You're not getting out of jail today, District Judge Wayne Salvant told the young man on Wednesday. Salvant said for now, he was ordering Couch to serve 180 consecutive days in jail for each of his four counts of intoxication manslaughter, the newspaper reported. The judge may revise the sentence in a few weeks after reviewing prosecutor and defense attorney's recommendations. I don't know. I think that's if you kill somebody.
Yeah, that's pretty weak.
I mean, spending 1 day in jail is fucked up, if you know what I mean. Yeah, you know, imagine.
What do you mean spending 1 day in jail?
Think about the average person.
How about dying forever?
I'm not comparing the two, but I'm just saying, like, if the average person, especially this kid, you know, who's never been probably punished in any way, now has to spend, you know, a week. Like if you had to go spend a week,
he should spend like 20 years in jail. He DUI, he killed somebody,
right?
And then he flew
the coop,
fled the country.
Yeah, what is that called again?
I don't know, when you run away, something. But it doesn't matter. It's definitely shows. I think this is a great case if he was a minority teen.
Yeah.
Not even minority, poor, who could not afford all of this and the defense and all of that.
Right.
You know, I sometimes I don't really think it's all about black or white. It has much more to do with social class and the ability to get a good lawyer.
Wow.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Yeah, the charge stems from a 2013 drunk driving crash. Couch turned 19 years old this week. Psychologists who testified in Couch's defense argued during his trial that the teen was a victim of affluenza. His wealthy upbringing made him unaware of ignorant of the consciousness of such actions. Couch became the subject of an international manhunt last year when he left the country in violation of his probation, when he and his mother were found in Mexico fucking a donkey. His mother, Tanya Couch, has been charged with hindering apprehension of a felon. Yeah. In June 2013, Couch, then 16, crashed his pickup truck at more than 65 miles per hour into a group of people who stopped to help a stranded motorist.
Oh, man.
See, that's why, you know, getting out of the fucking
car.
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
If this guy spends terrible. 2 years in jail, he needs to spend 20 years or some bullshit like that when it comes
he
to his driving privileges.
Never drive
right.
again.
I mean, he's got to have a car that have to blow in every day.
Yeah, that was actually the only question I got wrong on my driving test when I turned 16.
Right.
Is when you get a DUI, how long do they take your license away for? And I marked forever.
that's a little ridiculous.
Well, you
it's
know,
like every you know, in that
carry a heavy hand here, Dougie.
You know the rules of a test, like any test that any true or false question that puts the word always in, it's false.
Yeah,
you know that.
I know, but okay. I was 16 at the time.
All right. Well,
and like I said, I got every other question right except for that one, so I think that's pretty good. I mean, but in this guy should never drive again.
He was initially tried in juvenile court, where he was sentenced to 10 years of drug and alcohol free probation. Triggering widespread outrage, his family is reported to be worth millions, thanks in part to becoming sheet metal business, the booming sheet metal business. It's their success and the way they have handled it that the Couch's attorneys have contributed to his reckless behavior.
He should have to be poor and take public transportation for the rest of his life.
Yes.
That should be the punishment.
Yeah. Kid got away with it. 2 years.
That's crazy.
Well, the real question is, because of who he is, you think he'll make it 2 years in jail? You think he's going to be getting fucked all the
time?
No,
he'll
like,
make it because
like
he'll give away all his commissary and stuff like that. He'll pay his way through jail.
He's going to be lost in there. I don't know. He's still a mama's boy. He ran away with mama. He didn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah, I know, but it's only 2 years. It's not 20.
Yeah, but I think he's going to be...
No, you know what? He'll make it through, and stuff that happens, karma always gets him 3 or 4 years later. He'll fuck up like O.J. Simpson.
Right.
Like, you know, something totally unrelated, and then he goes to jail forever.
Yeah, he'll get caught trying to sell or buy back his own driver's license.
Something stupid. Yeah.
Here's the other story I thought was compelling. Russian fighters buzz U.S. Navy destroyer at close range on USA.
So of course they did.
Saw the photo of this. These fucking, they flew right.
Nobody's afraid of us anymore.
Right.
Everyone thinks we're a bunch of wussies over here.
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying.
You don't like it?
No, I mean, I think it's totally untrue, but, you know, if you act a certain way, like you're a pushover, then people are going to treat
Now, let me ask you a question. When it comes to countries, that's one thing. But like in the past, when other comics have said shit and pushed me around, you've said I should do the opposite than what you're saying the country should do.
You're not foreign policy of the country. You're just a person. I'm talking about like when you're talking about protecting your borders and the country you live in, you know, there has to be a level of diplomacy that always you lead with. But when, you know, the bottom line hits, you got to be able to, like, people got to know not to fuck with you. Like, you're in jail, you know?
Right.
Like, you can't lose, once you lose respect and people don't believe that you're going to do anything, you're screwed.
Yeah, you can't draw the
line.
That's
the thing, we've lost respect and people don't believe we're going to follow through on anything we do, right. So they don't really care.
Russian fighter jets overflew a U.S. Navy destroyer in the Baltic Sea more than 30 times earlier this week, with one pass at 30 feet from the ship causing a wake in the waters nearby. The fighters ignored repeated communications from American ships, and the ship captain has labeled the Russian overflights as unsafe and unprofessional. Ooh, that's unprofessional and unsafe. Don't do it again.
Yeah, Russia's been pushing it for a while. But again, if, you know, we're not going to have a strong foreign policy, then what's the difference? Maybe they should just be the free leaders of the world. I mean, we should just give it up and be their bitch.
We should be like Turkey and accidentally shoot it down.
Yeah, something.
On Monday and Tuesday, pairs of Russian Su-24 fighters overflew the destroyer USS Donald Cook at close range while it was in international waters in the Baltic Sea, 70 nautical miles off of Kaliningrad, Russia. A U.S. defense official confirmed. So we're in their waters nearby. You know, we're in international waters nearby, and they're just like, okay. Because I know our U.S. Navy has been, they're sending out all kinds of shit now. And the U.S. Navy's stepping it up in the last few weeks.
U.S. Navy, they're saying that we technically have troops on the ground, back on the ground over there in certain parts of, like, Afghanistan and Iran and stuff. And the White House just isn't reporting it. The Pentagon is, but the White House is pretending like
in other words,
happening.
There's boots on the ground, but they're actually they're just handing out lollipops to the natives.
No, they're doing stuff.
Yeah, I know they're doing stuff.
But
basically, it's like it's a peacekeeping mission.
I don't know what they're saying. I don't even know if they're reporting on it. I know the Pentagon's reporting on it, but the White House isn't. But at the end of the day, you know, when we left over there a couple years ago, they're talking about like how there's over like 2,500 like Humvees in ISIS control now. Like, literally, we did not actually have a withdrawal strategy. We kind of just went, all right, we're done, and everyone got on a fucking plane and went home and left all the shit just sitting there, and now ISIS has it all in their possession,
right?
And they're using it against our own troops, like our own Humvees against us,
right?
Like, what kind of foreign policy is that?
Yeah,
that's some shitty organizational planning right there.
Yeah.
I don't know who's in charge of that, but I don't know if it was Secretary of State Clinton or, you know, Vice
President.
She was
useless in that position.
Biden. I don't know.
Biden's an idiot.
Kerry. Somebody was in charge of this. Somebody dropped the ball.
A fish rots from the head down.
I mean, well, no, it certainly can't be Obama's fault. Nothing's Obama's fault.
Yeah, yeah. We still got people like, why do you say he's a bad president? On Tuesday, a Russian Ka-27 Helix helicopter circled the destroyer 7 times, taking photos of the ship. After several minutes, a pair of Su-24s began their first 11 passes over the ship that the defense officially categorizes as much more aggressive. These were very low simulated attack profiles, came within 30 feet of the ship, under 100 feet in the altitude, said the official, noting that the reports were that it was creating a wake in the water. On Tuesday, one pass of the Russian fighter flew 30 feet from the destroyer, creating a wake by a ship. It flew at an altitude less than 100 feet. So, you know, it's like that scene in Top Gun where they take a photo. Remember, he takes, you know.
Yo, as soon as he came over and took one photo, bam, he should have been shot down. That's how we should play that game. I don't understand what's happening. We're doing warning shots. We're, you know, taking pictures back.
Well, maybe why. The American destroyer was operating alone at the time of the incident. There was no other ships nearby. Though there were two Russian ships in the area, a frigate and an auxiliary intelligence gathering ship.
So what?
Crew aboard the destroyer took photos and the videos of the incident.
Yeah, well, I would have just shot some shit down. I would have taken a video of it, too. Don't get me wrong.
This has happened in the past, but never with this types of proximity of our ship.
Oh, man, no. And lots of people have been creeping in, like, past international waters into our territories and stuff like that. Like, it's not a really good scene right now in the foreign policy arena for us.
By the way, on our protest on the North Carolina law prohibiting the use of bathrooms by gender, to pick your gender and get in the bathroom. You heard about this, right?
Yeah, I did.
In North Carolina, they passed the law that if you're a woman but you think you're a man, you got to go to the women's bathroom.
Yeah, it either has to be on your birth certificate or on a changed birth certificate of who you are. Exactly. I don't know how you really like regulate that.
Exactly. Well, also, we know that Bruce Springsteen canceled some concerts in North Carolina. Now Ringo Starr canceled his concert in North Carolina, and nobody gave a shit.
That's what I was going to say. So what? He's like the least favorite Beatle.
Yeah. Everybody, I'm canceling my concert. What? You don't care?
What? No one was going to begin with?
Yeah. I need a little help from my friends.
Yeah, so. That sucks because, you know, he would have probably got like a lot of the LGBT community out for a Ringo Starr concert, and now he's canceling it and hurting the people who he's trying to help.
Right. What if there's a bunch of lesbians and gay people that want to go to his concert?
I'm sure there is.
And now he's like, hey, man, don't get mad at us because our state.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if the gay people in North Carolina or the transgenders are like appreciative of it. There's probably a really big Ringo Starr fan. It's like, no, I don't mind.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
I don't mind. You know,
I'll use whatever bathroom you want me to. Ringo comes here.
And since this has come out, there's people that have come out and said, look, there's going to be a lot of perverts, you know, that would have taken advantage of this rule if you know, there's going to be guys dressing like women going into women's bathrooms, and that's why...
Well, no, what happened was is there was, like, an incident of, like, a guy... Like, you know, because there's this gender-neutral bathrooms now that you see a lot of places for guys, girls, whoever. So
which I first saw in Miami. Whenever I went to South clubs in South Beach, there were just bathrooms.
Yeah. So, basically, what has happened is in a couple instances, you know, like, some drunk guy strips down in the bathroom...
Right.
Refuses to leave while the ladies are trying to use the bathroom...
Right.
He's sitting in there naked making a scene.
Right.
It becomes a problem.
Sure.
I don't know how that really has to do with like gay people, though.
Well, I don't know about gay, but they're talking about trans. Like, they're saying, again, but they're all lumped LGBT, whatever. And they get in there, but, you know, like, and John had a good point. It's like most women's bathrooms, like, okay, but there's a guy that thinks he's a woman, you know, then it's not like you're walking around with your penis hanging out in the stall. You know, you go into a stall. So
yeah,
it's all private
all
anyway.
Up. Yeah.
So what the fuck cares?
I don't care.
You know what I mean? Now, you know, you got to worry. Now, if there's a guy in there, is anybody, a woman or man, in a stall that's like using a mirror to look under the stall? You know, it doesn't matter who the fuck they are. They're a creep.
How would you not see that, though?
Some people are oblivious.
I mean,
I didn't see it last time it happened.
Yeah. I guess they could do it from their side, so.
Right. Like, you could, you know, you could, like, yeah, exactly.
God, if someone's that desperate, I mean, there's free porn all over the place. Well, you're going to sit there in a bathroom and mirror people? Like,
I asked Peter and Elgin yesterday, do you think there are more transgender people in this country then there are perverts, people that are just perverted and would do stupid shit like that? Who do you think? What population thinks bigger? Perverted people in this country that would do fucked up things or transgenders?
Perverted people.
Yeah, I think that number is much higher. Card shark game here. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm just guessing. So I think that the fact that you're trying to help this smaller group of people and do something,
well,
you know,
is all about is helping the smaller groups of people.
Well, with that said, if that's the argument, then you know what? They should put a high pain. They should put a high like if somebody gets caught doing it, you know what I mean? Then that's it. There should be a high penalty for it.
You can never go to the bathroom in public a public restroom.
Hold it
again.
Hold it. No more public bathrooms. You got to hold it till you get home.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, that's something. I don't. you know, the saga will continue. What bathroom should everyone use? It's some of the most hard-hitting topics and issues of our day.
Yes. And again, I don't know how I feel if I walked in there and saw a lady that looked like a man. I wouldn't give a shit.
I don't think generally really, I mean, when you're using the restroom, you really don't care that much about the people around you in general.
I just don't want anybody
pissing
on my shoes.
Unless they're making a scene or doing something disgusting. Right. You know, that's generally not a time to socialize.
Yeah, I'm not getting really talkative in there. Here's another story. This is not one of our top stories. This is more one of our loony stories.
Okay.
Texas police arrest suspect after ring stolen from corpse. I remember watching on TV last night.
Like at the funeral?
Yeah. They were at a wake.
Okay.
Right? And some skanky looking old bag walks up to the body, and you can tell her fumbling around with the dead guy's hand.
Oh, God.
And steals it.
Who had it on tape? Who was taping a funeral?
It was like, I guess, security
cameras. Oh, security camera at the thing.
And this lady going up there trying to steal it. Turns out the ring only costs like $10.
Oh, God. Yeah, because a lot of times they'll replicate
what was really
theirs and keep the valuable.
Did you ever, sometimes, I mean, I've heard, like, parents will be pissed because, hey, my dad left everything to my sister, that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go and they take, you know, his ring off when he's...
Oh, God.
You know, it's like when my dad died.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, my family was like, let's put his favorite ring on. No, we're not putting any jewelry on him.
Yeah, why bury him?
Why you fucking, you know, my dad would not want that to happen. You know what I'm saying? And my mother, too, because what happened to the funeral homes
just
take all this shit off.
Now.
And
yeah.
It's not really going to be buried. I'm not going to take that chance.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. In Odessa, Texas, police have arrested a woman suspected of stealing a ring from a corpse at a Texas funeral home, an incident that was captured on surveillance video.
Lame.
Odessa police on Tuesday arrested 41-year-old Kaylin Holmfeld on a charge of theft of a human corpse.
Wow, she must have really liked that ring.
Yeah. Police have said the ring stolen Friday was worth $10. Investigators did not immediately say what led them to Holmfeld or whether the ring was recovered. Police on Monday released the security video of a woman seen entering and viewing room in the Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home, reaching into an open casket and fumbling to remove something from the female corpse. The suspect drove off in a car that was also, oddly enough, only worth $10. The theft was discovered Saturday online. Ector County Jail records didn't list the custody or attorney information of Mrs. Holmfeld, other than the fact that she's a dirtbag. Right?
Yeah, sounds pretty. I mean, can you imagine exposing yourself as the rotten person you are for a $10 ring?
Right. Could you? Yeah, exactly. You go down, millions of people see your fucking ugly face on Facebook and on national media, all over $10.
Mm-hmm.
Good choice. Now, you got to imagine, let me ask you a quick question. Chances are, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, if not shorter than that, anytime she's probably done something even worse.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. This isn't the worst thing she's
it's
done.
Like
she just got caught doing
this. This wasn't her first bad decision.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This just in.
Yeah.
I will, in fact, be at a show on Monday.
All right.
So we will officially...
First excuse of Minda's...
It's not an excuse. It's just, you know, it's a scheduling conflict.
You're delaying it. Like you tell me, you're just delaying it.
Well, I mean, I don't really want to tie up my, you know, Friday night doing this. I got other plans.
You were asking me why I waited. I had stuff to do, too.
No, you said a pinched nerve.
That's why I delayed it last week, because I couldn't run. I could do it now.
Okay, well, anyway. So, due to the fact that I am in shows Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night.
Excuses.
Yeah. We will have to do this Tuesday, 6:30 to 7, or 6:37-ish, you know, after people get off work. Same place, same people, same videotaping. And it'll just have to be like that. Sorry about that, but you know, I made an obligation to Eric Rosenblum and the Havana Ha-Ha's Monday comedy show hosted by Eric. Havana Hideout.
Where's that at?
Lake Worth, Florida.
Oh.
So come on out if you're in the Lake Worth, Florida area. There's not a lot to do in Lake Worth.
Not much at all.
This has to be the most fun thing to do on a Monday night.
Unless you want
to
buy some cocaine somewhere.
I mean, it's a good lineup of people, and it's free. So definitely check it out.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, solid. Solid lineup here. Anyhow, so Tuesday
we'll do it Tuesday.
We
Tuesday
resume
at the same
the race.
Park.
Yeah. And then, you know, if I'm still able to make it out for the Thursday show, which I expect I will, we can race recap.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, then we'll have the
fun show. I
don't
know if you want to give a concession speech at that point or how you want to work that out, but whatever.
I'm sure whoever it'll be fun for whoever loses.
Yeah.
On our Thursday show.
I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Matter of fact, what we'll probably do is maybe we'll have people have a Skype line open for
people to call in.
Yeah, people to call in and lay in on the loser.
Okay.
All right.
I mean,
by the way, if you do think you want to place your bets, either do it on Twitter right now at Wake Up Dougie. If you want to vote, say I think Hot and Funny Girl.
Yeah, at Hot and Funny Girl
is going to win, or at Dougie Dangerous will win. Place your bets now.
Yeah, definitely do it, or on Facebook, or I know Dougie will post like a Facebook survey or whatever of markdown in the comment section who you think's going to win.
Right.
Obviously, it's going to be me, but you know, I mean, mm-hmm. feel free if you think it might be Dougie. I definitely implore you to support him because he really needs all the support. Let's not make him an underdog. Let's keep this competitive.
No, it's too late for that. Everybody thinks I'm going to lose. So, you know, listen.
I think they did the wind resistance to area formula. And, you know, they're not feeling
I think people
confident.
That know me, I think the people that know me are going to come out and say, yeah, I think Doug's in a smoker.
Okay.
But, you know, like I said, either way.
Anything's possible.
Next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Next Tuesday we'll do it all. All right. Here's another story.
Let's hear it.
Now, here's a bonehead move. Man arrested when robbery victim turns out to be a cop.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Out of all the people you're going to rob.
Don't read people. He definitely doesn't read people very well.
No, this guy is not very good.
Perhaps to pick the people who look like timid and weak.
Exactly.
That's why I feel like I've never gotten robbed.
Right.
Like, I don't walk across a parking lot.
Yeah, you don't walk around
like
a victim, oh, where am I going?
That's why it's really funny that you think you can beat me in a race, but whatever.
Well, I'm not asking who's the coolest. I'm just saying who's going to be faster in 50 yards.
Oh, I'm going to be faster and cooler.
Yeah, well, I doubt that.
And I'm going to look better.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. Yeah. Knoxville, Tennessee, call a case of very rotten luck. A man in Tennessee has been arrested after authorities say he tried to rob a Knoxville police officer who was sitting in an unmarked police car.
That's a bitch.
Citing a police report, the Knoxville News Sentinel says the officer was sitting in the driver's seat of his car in a parking lot Saturday when 22-year-old Brandon A. Williams, a.k.a. Dumbass, opened the passenger door and demanded money. Police say the officer identified himself and drew his weapon, prompting Williams to flee before being caught. Williams has been charged. Now, if I had been chasing him, he may have been caught. Williams has been charged with attempted robbery, assault, evading arrest, and resisting and possession of drug paraphernalia, and again, being the stupidest motherfucker in Tennessee. It is unclear whether he has an attorney. He actually tried to get an attorney, but it turned out to be an idiot. The guy's not very good at picking people.
No, he's not.
No.
Sounds like he's terrible at doing everything.
I agree. Another story here. This is an interesting story. Floating box labeled guided missiles found out in the Pacific. An empty cargo ship with a box that is labeled as guided missiles.
So hold on, were the guided missile boxes floating in the ocean, or were they on a? Okay, so they're
like a carrier
floating in the ocean, or they're on a ship.
Yes.
You still didn't answer.
Floating box labeled guided missiles was eerily found or discovered
by a carrier.
A boater said. A Clinton Cook Senior of Craig said he was on the 24-foot charter boat that discovered one of the white containers labeled guided missiles.
Ugh, boy.
It was not how he expected to spend his Sunday. Mm. Quote, I seen the data plate, Cook said, of the hard plastic box, which was bobbing in the water about 7 miles north of Craig. It said, contains guided missiles. And I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, I don't really want to hang out here by the guided missile box. Boy, can you imagine getting close up onto that, just close enough to read it, and then you start freaking out that the boat might hit it?
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is like,
reverse!
Yeah, the guy's freaking out. The fucking thing's broken. We're going to blow up. Just an empty container.
Exactly. Well, who knows? It says guided missile on the side. You don't need to take any chances after that.
Cook, a longtime Craig resident, said he was traveling to a job site to lay propane pipes in the area called Steamboat Bay when someone on the boat saw the object. They thought it was some kind of float at first and planned to motor by it until noticing the unusual shape and size. The container looked to be about 8 feet by 2 feet and was too heavy to lift. Wires could be seen inside throughout the hole of the container, he said. The boaters phoned state troopers Eric Hudis, assistant harbor master, and Craig said they saw the container as well. They were from the 70s and 80s. Looked to be fiberglass and hard and had foam inside.
Yeah, that's brand new ship for China, though. Or
right.
Iran. 70s, 80s. That's what they're
that's
working
right.
with now.
They're sending that shit out.
Mm-hmm. They probably bought it from Russia. Like the boat sank or something.
Hmm. Members of an explosive ordnance disposal team helped troopers determine that the box containers were void of their original contents and could be safely removed from the water, according to troopers. Troopers said it's unclear where their containers originated. Information contained on the tags attached to the containers were passed along to military authorities, who freaked the fuck out. Wildlife troopers in Ketchikan. Well, referred questions to a department.
Yeah. What the hell is that?
Ketchikan. Ketchikan. That's a Ketchikan. City, I guess, in Alaska. Ketchikan. Catch me if you can, Minda. And department spokesman who did not return a call because he was had nothing to fucking say. That's interesting in the comments here. Well, that was big news. Maybe tomorrow we'll hear about TSA finding a dozen empty water bottles under an airline suite. See, you know,
so people aren't taking it seriously.
Not.
Is
the fact
what you're
that
saying?
There's missing guided missiles. You know,
that's not a big deal.
There was also a report I read. It was on Drudge. I didn't pull up his story today, but there was in somewhere in our country. I'm trying to remember where there was eerie like maps or like models of like in little like towns in France. There was like, you know, there's like these models of towns in France.
Okay.
Like somebody made this mock model,
mm-hmm.
like as if to make plans, and they just found them in this abandoned area.
Oh wow.
Hmm.
Maybe they're going to bomb those towns in France.
Well,
I don't know. You know, crazy things going on.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. It's just like one of those, like you can't believe, and then you can't believe nobody takes it seriously. But, you know, that's why I'm kind of out of the whole news cycle.
Well, I remember when this whole 9/11 thing happened, there was big stories about how, like, people that worked at the airport, you know, their uniforms, like
yeah.
maintenance people's uniforms are stolen.
Yeah, all like, kinds you know, of like, stuff like that. We're missing out. 500 but, security keys
that's
that
right.
get you into every door in the airport.
And the only thing I could talk about is in my kitchen, none of the tops match the Tupperware lids.
Well, that's because, you know, yeah. you have a very blessed life.
Here's another story. Chinese authorities arrest a Ronald McDonald statue. Stop a resisting arrest.
They arrested the statue?
Yes.
To prove what point? That now, they hate America?
Now, I'm looking at this photo. It's out of the New York Post. It's a statue, and these Chinese police, like, I think you can beat them in a running a race pulling me.
Probably.
Chinese authorities weren't loving Ronald McDonald this week, hauling away a statue of the clown that was blocking sidewalk foot traffic.
Yeah, well, they're malnourished, too. So, you know, taunting them with the McDonald's guy isn't
yeah.
that nice.
I can't afford a french fry.
Yeah.
Uniformed code enforcement officers in the southern Chinese city of Guangzhou ripped the Ronald McDonald figure off its base, leaving it only its big red shoes behind.
They couldn't get the shoes up?
Well, I guess it was part of the base.
I don't think whatever his name is, Master...
Master Miyagi?
No, what is it? It's
Kim
China.
Jong-un?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is in North Korea.
Yeah. So who's the Chinese guy?
Well,
anyway, whoever's in charge of that.
Hold on, let me throw this change on the floor. Ting pong ping.
I don't think he's going to appreciate the fact that they couldn't get the big red shoes.
Yeah.
Left out the shoe!
They better do a good job the first place.
People trip on the shoe. You leave take a clown, but you leave with a shoe.
Uniform code for yeah. It says here the city had been warning operators of this McDonald's. People have been warning the owners of the McDonald's that the statue was hindering the pedestrian traffic. We've asked them to remove the Ronald McDonald statue from the sidewalk several times, but they refused to operate. City officials said if the McDonald's state staff admit their violation, accept the punishment, they have their way, the statue could be back. Pictures of the Ronald McDonald arrest have gone viral and opened authorities up for mockery across China.
You make a mockery of us. How you do? You make a mockery of us.
One of the users of the popular social media platform, Sinia Weibo, wondered if Chinese authorities were acting under orders from the rival powerful military figure named Colonel Sanders.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think KFC has pretty good global penetration, if you will.
Oh, there you go, talking dirty. A little penetration.
Mm-hmm. They do have a lot of global brand penetration.
Tuesday we had a sex toy lady here.
Oh, yeah?
You want to take one of those? I got a couple extra.
No, I don't need like a catalog or anything.
No, you want one?
No, I'm straight.
Tell Dan he can get a cock ring. There's really good cock rings in there.
Yeah, is that? Are you a cock ring connoisseur?
I had them once before, but I've used them. When I did use them, they were really helpful in the bedroom.
Well, he doesn't really need any help.
Well, listen. If you got a big bat, you get a bigger bat. If you know what I'm saying? Accessorize. Nobody needs help.
Stuff.
You know, nobody needs help. But
I'm just I'm afraid of vibrators.
What's not a vibrator? Well, you can get those too. But
yeah, like not like scary afraid, but I mean, I don't want my vagina to get used to all that. I mean, look, it stays hard all the time. It goes all night long. Yeah. It vibrates. No regular penis is going to do that.
I know. Next thing you know, you're going to leave Dan. He's going to be depressed. He's going to quit comedy.
I can't, you know, get off without a vibrator. Like, who wants that kind of scenario?
I understand what you're
saying.
I'm afraid. You don't want to spoil the vajayjay.
Well, I don't want to, you know, get it preconditioned to things that are, you know, not realistic.
You maybe want to build up to it. Maybe after a few years.
It's not even a building up because, like, you know, I don't want to build up this tolerance that, like, all of a sudden a regular penis isn't good enough.
Yeah, I hear you.
That just seems like you're not thinking ahead.
Right. Well, or thinking too much of head.
I was thinking something. Like, some of this stuff, I don't even know how they shove up there. Jeez,
yeah, the double one's nice. The double one. It has, like, one that goes in there and the air.
In and out.
Yeah. Show that to Dan. I'm sure he'd like to put that, you know, use that on you.
Yeah. But again, I don't want to precondition my vagina to something that isn't realistic.
All right. Listen.
I mean, I'm like, you know, au naturel.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I shouldn't say that for us. We got to take a break here, but I wanted you to be on the phone here with Bob Levy.
We're wrapping it up. Yeah. We're going to Bob Levy.
That's right.
Me and him are like ships passing in the night.
Yeah. I'll be sure to give him your best. And
that book was a little sticky, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know who jerks off to sex toys. That's scary. There's no naked pictures.
Somebody was really hard up. I thought maybe you were like conditioning yourself for the race.
No, yeah, I had to get rid of a little extra load. No, yeah. That would be funny, right? Like, if you want to sell more sex toys, they should show like, there should be photos on there how they're being used.
Like lifestyle shots is what you're saying.
Right. You know, like if, okay.
I think that turns that booklet into porn, though.
No, not really. If you have a dildo and say, look, this is the dildo, and you show it, and then the girl shows you how she puts it in.
Like in a real vagina or one of those fake vaginas?
No, we don't need no fake ones. Show the real one.
Well, then I think it's
more realistic.
Porn.
No, it's not.
Okay. It's just educational material?
It is very educational. And for like, you can't say, I'm getting porn for $25.95, batteries included.
Yeah, so it's for display only.
That's right.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks for listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. A friend Minda is joining us today.
Yeah, like I said, yo, hit me up. Oh, I got a bunch of shows. Actually, I never have shows. So can I talk about them for a second?
Please,
my God, just for a second. Then we'll wrap it up. You got time. So tonight, Stash in Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
Saturday, I'll be hosting, I'm not. Wait, what's the Saturday?
Here we go with this plug.
Sunday, I'll be at a show at like another Castle Power Up Pub, Next Level Tavern. I don't know. I've had quite a few name changes.
Well, that's a real important plug right
there.
Well,
you know, Oakland Park. What? It's an actual show. People should show up. And then Havana Hideout on Monday night. So come on.
I got you.
There's things to do. When people go, oh, there's nothing to do. It's Monday. It's Sunday.
Fuck 'em.
There's something. It's free.
All right.
You can play video games at the one place.
And if anything, go on your Twitter.
Hit me up at Hot and Funny Girl.
There you go. Anyway, we'll be back in just a few minutes with myself and the Red Bob Levy with You Know What I'm Saying. We'll be back.
This is Julie Baez, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Do I sound horny to you?
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And now, You Know What I'm Saying, with the Reverend Bob Levy on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's time for You Know What I'm Saying with the Red Bob Levy.
Yes, what's up?
And welcome back to the show. We haven't had a segment in a little while.
No, my computer was down.
Anyway, welcome back to the show. This is where the Wake Up Late with Dougie show meets the Bob Levy show.
Levy show with me, the Reverend Bob Levy, Joe Conte, John Kinsel, and Mr. Nielsen.
There you go.
Misfits.com.
That's right. And I don't know if you, I posted something on our, we have this new thing. It's a way of marketing and getting the show out there to the people that haven't heard us yet. Mm-hmm. But we've talked about it on the show where we had we were going to have a contest. All the co-hosts on our show were going to have a contest on like who can throw it further. Yeah, like we were going to throw a brick, we were going to throw a tennis ball, and we were going to throw like a dead chicken. You know what I mean, or something like that. And
then you were just going to throw up.
Yeah, and then but you know yesterday before the show, Peter Leonard was here. And Elgin David. Elgin's got a blown Achilles, so he's out. So I challenged our friend Peter Leonard. I said, I bet you I could throw my dog's tennis ball further than you could.
I would say so.
Yeah. You know, he said he played ball in college. I think he played with his balls in college. But, you know, so I basically had him go out 30 yards. And the idea is if I can throw it to you and you catch it, you got to be able to at least throw it to me.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and if you don't, or throw it over my head, try either one. Right, well, he threw it, and he was about 10 yards short.
Oh, Jesus Christ! What a fucking woman!
Yeah,
put a skirt on him.
Yeah, so if you go to our fan page on Facebook, a Wake Up Late with Dougie show, I have the video there. It's on YouTube. The Wake Up Late with Dougie show challenge. So I won the first challenge against Peter Leonard. Now, Minda, you know Minda,
the smart one,
right? You know, she thinks. The other last week on the show, she thinks that she could run faster than me. Now you've seen her. She's not. I mean, she's a tall girl. She's in shape. So yeah. you know, little extra weight, but she's in shape, much better than I am.
Easy, motherfucker.
All right. Yeah. I'm. She's been trash talking me, so I'm just telling you. So.
Holy shit.
So. Everybody, it's pretty much unanimous. All the other co-hosts think she can win in a 40 or 50-yard dash, which, you know, we actually probably figured out before.
I think you should do 30. I don't think you'll make 40.
I could do 40, dude. I'm like an alligator. Like I said, I can get 40 yards.
It'll take you fucking forever.
Nah, dude. I could beat you in a 40-yard dash, too, while we're on a challenge.
Oh, please, now you're just saying that because I'm in Jersey.
Yeah,
Jesus fucking Christ, you and your fucking challenges when I'm fucking overseas.
Yeah, you're overseas in Jersey. Listen, yeah. If you any challenge, dude? You want a challenge? I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. I'm feeling good about stuff. I'm ready. I don't give. So I won my first challenge. So I'm 1-0. You understand? So Minda seemed.
You beat Peter Leonard.
I know.
Hey, Jesus fucking Christ, why don't you punch your wife in the face while you're at it, woman hater?
Oh, I see where you were going with that. Yeah, I but my wife's pretty capable, too, being a black belt. She could put me in a chokehold.
Oh,
yeah, she could put, I'm telling you, she's got the techniques for chokeholds, all the submission shit. You know,
really?
Yeah, she knows what she's doing. But you know, so Minda says I can run, and I 40, 50 yard dash we'll do. And no one's betting on me, and so you don't think I can even make it. So you think it's going to be an incomplete race. You're saying that I won't even make it to the finish line.
I think some kind of, like if it's grass, you'll just kick it up and fall. Something's going to happen.
Yeah, well, we were going to do it right outside the house. You know, I'm thinking the last thing I need to do is be sprinting on the asphalt. My luck, I'll fall, you know, and I have the you know, it's on my face.
Your ass will fall on the floor.
Listen, since I'm the only one who thinks I can win in this race, I may just put some money down on this and watch all you guys pay me as I run past the finish line.
All right, here's the thing that's going to happen. If you do not stretch, if she does not stretch, she's going to pull both hamstrings.
Right.
Or a weak belt.
Right.
I've done that before when I was playing 30 and over baseball.
Right.
I fucking hit a ball and I fucking never, you know, stretched or anything. It was the first time running and I fucking got to second base and I was out of the game for like fucking 2 weeks.
Bob thought his idea of stretching was reaching into the back seat for his pack of cigarettes.
for a bag of coke.
Yeah. Hey, let's get things lit up. I have a similar story, but it wasn't baseball. I played in like one of these kickball leagues, and who's going to stretch for kickball? You know what I mean?
What kind of grown man plays in a kickball league? I never fucking heard of that.
Yeah. Well, listen. It was something the wife and I were planning together. Like one of her friends, some guy she cut his hair, played in this kickball league. And yeah, I thought, hey, well, that's a good way to spend a Sunday morning. So listen. So, you know, it's so like
you. After hopscotch, we went to the fucking kickball tournament.
Yeah, hopscotch was plan B. You know, any rate. So same thing. I went to kick the ball. When your body has to sprint, you know, you don't want, you know, everything, especially the hamstring explodes or you twist an ankle or something stupid happens.
Yeah.
So we are going to film it much like we did the other contest. I pretty much 40 yards is a good sprint. You know, that's you got to measure your 40 yard dash if you're playing professional athletes, you know, and then we can time it that way. It's relative. It's like, so when I do win and it's like, I do it in, under 5 seconds, I think I could do 40 yard dash in about 5 seconds.
Yeah, but Mendes has many tapes of me chasing her for at least 40 yards when I've been down there.
I know. She has been getting a lot of practice of running away.
So, I mean, that's why I think I'm going to put my money on her.
All right. I'm the only one who thinks I can make this this challenge on the wake up.
You're going to start off too slow. You're going to start off like a truck. You understand? You know how, like, when a truck gets going again and fucking, like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, like, stuck behind it. Yeah, I get it. I'm not going to start like that, dude. I have quick, right, fleet of foot speed right from the beginning. Trust me.
What are you, like, Fred Flintstone? You can hear...
Yeah. No, let me... everybody's going to be shocked when I move. So that's been the story of my life. How can that big guy move so fast? Trust me.
Because it's an ice cream truck coming down the road.
Yeah. Did you hear the music?
Is Peter Leonard going to be with the cheerleader with the fucking little skirt and the fucking pom-pom?
You know, that's the thing. You know, now she's trash-talking me because I had a pinched nerve. It's still kind of there. And she goes, how could you do the throw if, you know, if you have a pinched nerve? Well, I don't throw left-handed. I throw right-handed. So, you know, the pinched nerve in your neck doesn't hurt. But if you're going to be sprinting, that's a much bigger... Your body's jolting. Your body's going through full... You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. It's a great idea to bring up an excuse before the race.
Exactly.
I love it.
I got a bruised rib. I got a bruised rib.
Yes.
Yeah, that way you can always fall back to something if she beats me. Listen, I'm not...
Tripper and take off.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to... I'm gonna win this race because I am a former athlete. I'm an accomplished guy. All I'm gonna do in the next couple, we're gonna do this. It's not gonna probably be this Monday, but we'll probably do it next week.
You're gonna practice?
No, I'm not gonna practice. I don't have to practice on running. I'm gonna worry about my condition, my ankles and my knees. Those two big things. That's the only thing I'm worried about breaking down unexpectedly.
You know, speaking of your knees, how did it go with that room today?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got some big news coming out, by the way. It's not, and nothing's official yet. I'm still proposing for it. But everything goes well, we'll have a regular Friday and Saturday night venue for comics. Professional comics to come in and have a good venue to perform here in South Florida.
So that means I'll be there right away to rock you motherfuckers.
That's right.
Rock you, Amadeus, motherfucker!
I brought up your name as one of my comics, my acts that I would bring,
and they said, "Oh, really?
Isn't he fucking dirty?" I said, "Listen, no, he was happy. That's why I feel good about it. Much like I feel good, I'm going to smoke Minda on the 40-yard dash.
I like to smoke.
And here's the idea we're going to do. We're obviously going to video it, but we're going to have a couple cameras. We're going to have a little bit of, you know, nonsense in the beginning, like the pre-race. You interview her, interview me, and then we're going to have a camera at the starting line, and then we're going to have a camera right in the middle between our lanes that we're going to be running towards.
What is this, the wide world of sports?
Exactly.
Jesus Christ, you're running this fucking fucking podcast fucking race.
I know, but listen, sometimes you got listen, I like to do things properly, okay? I don't like to do things half-assed. Half-assed.
You see, you admit you have more than one.
That's
ass.
Right. Just hoping it doesn't keep me behind. You know what I'm saying? I fell behind.
That'll give you an extra edge.
Exactly. 2 feet. Hey, he won by an ass cheek.
She might win by a breast.
Yeah, I'm saying if she's excited and it's cold out, she may win by a nipple.
That's right. She can wear, and if she goes braless, man. Oh, that's what. No, that has to be.
Well, listen, we mentioned that we maybe we'll both do it as with wet t-shirts on.
Oh, wow.
So that way we give our viewers, they can look at me or they can look at Minda.
Boner gone. Boner gone. Boner gone.
I'm just hoping that people are watching her titties and not watching me fall or the agony on my face as I'm trying to run 40 yards.
That's what it's going to look like. It's going to look like Seinfeld when he takes off and the other guy's standing there with the face on it,
Right. Now, listen.
Car backfired.
Depending on what kind of condition I am in by next week,
Fuck. What do you think you're going to be? Fucking 180? Fucking 6'2"?
Yeah, I'm going to drop 65 pounds or so before the next. No, I'm just saying, listen, I got my muscle has memory, Bob. Okay, muscle has memory, and I know how to run. I've run many times. Trust me.
Your fucking muscle better have a good fucking memory, dude.
Yeah, better not have Alzheimer's.
It's been 18 years.
I know. No, it hasn't been that long. Listen, I don't let the size fool you. Even though I'm a big guy, I got a gut. But underneath all this is a fucking Herculean body. Trust me.
No, I you can move. I've seen you on the dance floor.
Yeah, exactly. I got moves. You can't touch this.
Why don't you have a dancing contest until we see who can't take it anymore?
Well, that's the fun. That's, by the way, it's the fun of this Wake Up Late with Dougie Show challenge for all the co-hosts. You could challenge anybody you want. Like, if I want to get back at Minda, I'll challenge her to a pizza-eating contest. You know what I'm saying? If I want to. Now, she may obviously say, well, obviously Dougie's favored for that.
Why don't we have a contest to see when I come down there how long she can suck my dick without me coming? And I say more than she'll have to go more than 10 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what the high low would be and how many of us could hold off that much.
Oh, yeah. You'll be watching.
Yeah. I'll be stroking myself. Whoever's out, if you hit the ceiling fan, you're out. Hey, right.
Yeah, but that's good. Fucking Peter's not going to win anything. He's too small and
Well,
he looks like John Denver after his death.
Yeah, it looks like John Denver and the guy Tattoo from Fantasy Island had a baby.
Yeah, it's like weird. He wears them like tan shorts with lady legs,
They're hairy, but yeah. Well, listen, when it came out to the challenger who could throw it further, he was the only one I was really worried about. I wasn't worried about John Levine. I wasn't worried about Lenny Travis. Can you imagine seeing Lenny Travis throw a baseball?
What do you mean? What am I going to throw the ball for you so you can go and pick it up and throw it back at me? Yeah. I don't need that, huh?
You want me to throw this ball? How much money are you going to give me to throw this ball?
I'm not going to throw a ball for nothing. What the fuck? You're going to work for my open footballer?
Yeah, why do you want me to throw it? So that's the thing. I mean, you could challenge anybody anything you want. You can get a fucking canoe race. If you want to get in.
The other guy is the guy that hates you, really, right?
Who?
That's the other guy, right? The guy that didn't stick up for you on the podcast. That's the other guy, right?
Oh, you're talking about John Levine?
Yeah.
Oh, when that poser was on there with him? Nah, he was just trying to stay as a host and neutral.
Oh, no, that's the guy I'm talking about,
Yeah, he's not athletic.
He wants to beat you. He wants to beat you bad. It doesn't matter.
No, he just wants to be, he just loves being smarter than me. And that's his thing. That's why he's here, because I like to keep it in check. I don't consider myself the fucking, the Mensa men, leader of the group here. I have my own opinions. Like the other day, Bob, what's the difference between a whelp and a welt?
A whelp is something that some bitch will make when you smack him in the back with your fucking hand in the sun.
Right.
And a welt is a fucking something that'll be left on your skin after I fucking beat you with a fucking branch.
I don't know if there's any difference between those two.
A whelp is a scream.
Oh, I thought a whelp was like when you whelp somebody, like you hit them, and the welt is what the scar you leave behind.
No, a whelp is like a like when a dog, like if you stepped on its toe by accident.
Okay, there may be another definition of whelp.
There isn't.
Yeah, I think there may be. I think it's one of those. I think it's one of those words that have like a dual meaning.
I don't think so.
I think so. Listen, now don't make me pull out my Mensa card.
Yeah.
Anyway. So So John, listen. John mouthed off. He started getting into the on our Facebook post when me and Minda, and he went off there and go, I can't believe you're blaming your pinched nerve in your neck to postpone this. This is all about. I'm not postponing anything to delay it and never have it happen. I'm postponing it because let's make it big. Let's find a good spot. Let's get it filmed. And even if I do lose, can you imagine? I'm going to do this. I'm not walking away from this. I'm not a fucking pussy. Listen, you're talking to a guy who's fought in 10 professional Thai boxing matches, over 80, 90 amateur fights or competitions, been over 700 street fights, been in fucking national soccer tournaments, complete. I'm a fucking competitor. What am I, a fucking schlep?
Well, you did postpone it a fucking week.
I only postponed it. I postponed it because I got shit to do. I got rooms to book. I got myself to book. You know what I'm saying? And I gotta make sure I get a good knee brace.
Why don't you get one off Minda?
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna show up. I'm gonna show up like an old man, everybody. On this video, I'm gonna have my knee braces, my like tight, the Brett Favre copper knee braces. I'm gonna have ankle. I can tell you right now, I'm gonna have my ankles taped because I don't.
Oh, I know you're gonna look like Forrest Gump when he was a kid when he was running when all the metal came off his legs.
When he gets into that groove sprint, that's me, baby.
Yeah, well, you know when like the kids are chasing him and he has those metal things in his leg as a child. And all of a sudden, they start popping off, and he just takes off
right.
Like a million miles an hour.
Right.
That's going to be you, Forrest Dump.
Yeah. Forrest got to go take a dump.
It would be funny if you shit yourself on the first jump.
Listen, that ain't going to happen, okay? I'm going to tell you, I have athletic prowess. Muscle has memory. All right, and just to give everybody, I'm a little teaser. I took a little jog today. Just wanted to feel how my body would react to a nice little jog. And hey, thanks. I'm confident of smoking her. Trust me.
How do you know she's not practicing?
I don't give a shit if she's practicing. She could fucking be training with Jack LaLanne right now. I don't give a shit. You understand? I don't care if I see her running back and forth outside the front of my house. It don't matter. I'm gonna beat her because I'm faster. I'm stronger. And I can build myself.
And I'm a man.
That's right. And I'm a man, goddammit. The last words of Bobby Riggs when he played, Billie Jean King.
And that was her last words, too. I'm a man, too.
Yeah. Whose cock's bigger? That's our next plan. That's our next challenge. Who's got a bigger cock, Billie Jean King or Joe Riggs? What was his name? Was that his name? Bobby Biggs or something like that? Bobby Riggs.
Billy
Riggs.
Bobby Riggs, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Who fucking remembers? He lost to a woman.
Somebody blows somebody after this.
Yeah. The loser has to blow the winner.
That was like the biggest thing and the stupidest thing.
Right.
You know? It was almost like watching Superstars.
Yeah, you remember that? Yeah, the start.
Oh,
I enjoyed that on Saturday. Wasn't that on like Saturday morning or afternoon or something like that? The Superstars?
Yeah, it was like fucking Mean Joe Green. And Franco Harris and fucking Bruce Jenner when he was a man.
Exactly. Former athletes competing in a gauntlet of events, much like our Wake Up Late with Dougie Show challenge.
It's basically the same thing, and you got about the same amount of cameras.
Yeah, but we're not going to be. I think they always film that in Hawaii. Remember?
Oh yeah. That's
the only way they can get people to go. Oh, you want me to do what? You want me to run around and race people? Go fuck yourself. Where's it at? Hawaii.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We're going to do it in Idaho. Oh, fuck. Ain't nobody.
Yeah, nobody's coming. Maybe we should change the location. Do it in Hawaii. Hey, seems like we're getting mail back. Anyway, we got to go here. Our time here on the You Know What I'm Saying segment of the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show and
Bob Levy Show with me, the Reverend Bob Levy, Joe Conte, John Kensel, and Mr. Nielsen on RadioMisfits.com.
There you go. Thanks again for listening to our show, guys. Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. You can follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me at Dougie Dangerous on Twitter and on Instagram. Find our fan page on Facebook. And, of course, we'll be back next week with all new shows for you right here at the same spot.
And remember, you can't follow me. Suki plays with Leo. The comedian.
Sasha plays with Brit. Adolf builds a bonfire. Enrico plays with it. Whistling tunes, we hide in the dunes by the seaside. Whistling tunes, we're kissing baboons in the jungle. It's a knockout. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears.